You may be seated. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's great to see all of you out there. Those of you that were able to brave the cold and the winter conditions out there, I am so excited to see you all this morning. Looking around, you can see that there are some that just couldn't make it out this morning. But like I said, for those of you that have made it out here this morning, we are so appreciative and excited to see you this morning. We have decided to go ahead and dismiss services for this evening, so there will not be services this evening, but we will have a regular scheduled service this coming Wednesday at 6:30, our Bible study and our teen and children's programs will be going on. Don't know if all of you have heard yet or not the NXA Christmas parade that was originally planned for this afternoon has been canceled due to the road conditions out there. So no parade this afternoon. I have not heard if they are going to try to maybe possibly do it next week or not.
Not rescheduling.
All right. So the parade is indeed canceled for this year. If you are a part of the church board is going to meet tomorrow evening at 6:30, and it will be a dinner for council or for church leadership. So if you are a part of that, that is at 6:30. It will be a dinner, and your spouses are invited to that as well. We are asking for adults only for that. This Saturday, if you are a part of the Ladies Fellowship, the Giggles Group will be making breakfast at the Ronald McDonald House at 9 a.m. If you need any more information on that, I'm sure it's out there on the bulletin board, or you can see probably Mindy Caldwell or Valerie or anyone that's part of the Ladies Fellowship for that. Next Sunday morning, we will be having our children and family Christmas cantata, Christmas program. It will start during the Sunday school hour, so if you don't normally attend Sunday school, we encourage you to come be a part of that. It'll be here at 9:30. It's new, it's exciting, it's a little different, but it is something that's going to incorporate everybody. So we encourage you to be here 9:30 next Sunday. It's going to be from what I've heard, a pretty exciting, pretty neat little program that everyone will be involved in. Again, look at the back of the guest registration for any of the upcoming events throughout the rest of the year. next, in a couple Sundays, we'll be able to take home the poinsettias. If you purchased one, I believe that is Sunday the 22nd, that will be going on. But like I said, other than that, look to your bulletin for times and schedules of everything going on. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and head into our greeting time. Go ahead and stand up. Find about 30 or 40 people you haven't said good morning to yet this morning and shake one another's hands.
Good morning to everybody. I hope all of you are feeling glad you made the effort to come out on this cold, icy day. I'm glad that I did. And I pray that each one of you will have an extra special blessing for being here this morning. I want to share one thing with you that we got in our email this week from Quito, Ecuador. We've heard a lot about Quito, Ecuador through the years, a really fast-growing Nazarene church down there, and a lot of good things that have happened, but this is kind of close to home for us because one of our sister neighboring districts had done a work and witness trip there with adults and children for 2 weeks in Ecuador, and they were sending their praises and thank yous for those who came and worked there. And they worked with laying blocks for the second story, a concrete floor on the second story. I don't get that. I don't know how that works. I always thought concrete was just the bottom floor. But they laid a concrete second story floor. And they worked with child evangelisms in the neighborhood. And this team was made up of 7 different churches along the Missouri district. So I thought that was real interesting and was kind of a little bit special to us. Some women helped women and children learn how to make aprons, how to sew, and do different things there. And so Quito, Ecuador, are very, very thankful for those who came on that work and witness trip. And we have many teams like this to go out all across the world at different times, but that one was kind of spoke to me today.
Pastor Don and Ruth are under the weather this morning. They also are technically on vacation time through the month of December, but they had planned to be with us and then got below the weather. So, at any rate, they are not here this morning, and so we'll try to take care. We ask our ushers to come this morning and prepare to receive our morning tithes and offerings. We appreciate so much your faithfulness in giving, and just remind you that we are at that time, at the end of the year. You have year-end giving to do. We appreciate your responses. We just recently spent about $1,600 to replace two alternators in our shuttle and get all of those things ready for it to be winterized and still capable of carrying our folks. So you never know what the unexpected situations are going to be, but we know as you give faithfully that God will honor and take care of all the needs. And so we appreciate so much your obedient response in giving. Brother Dan, if you would come this morning and receive my tithes and offerings and ask God's blessing.
Thank you for this opportunity to come before you, and we thank you for your blessings, Lord. We thank you for your safety in our travels, and we just ask that you take what we give, what is first yours back, that you bless it, multiply it. Lord, we just be with us as we listen to your word today, that we take it and apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Thank you so much, Janet. Appreciate the beautiful number and song this morning. As we prepare our hearts for prayer, we want to be mindful of those things that are within our bulletin. And we also want to be reminded that as we come to this point in time in the season, that oftentimes, while it's a joyous occasion for many reasons, sometimes it can be a challenging occasion for others. And we have in our sanctuary the beauty of these wonderful poinsettias. and those have all been purchased and placed in honor or in memory of someone. And so this morning we share with you the reasons for those poinsettias being here, and in just a moment then we'll go to the Lord in prayer and ask for his blessing and intervention in situations that we have where folks are facing health issues and other struggles in their life situations. These are the poinsettias this morning that were presented in honor of Grandpa Truman and Grandpa Burt Mills, Grandpa Roger and Grandma Norma Nichols, and Grandpa Harold and Grandma Denise Brownwood by John and Stephanie Brownwood. Parents, Truman and Bertrice Mills by Steve and Janet Kravitz. Grandchildren, Ephraim, is it Adelie?
Adelie.
Okay, Adelie Kravitz by Steve and Janet Kravitz. Daughter and son, Amber and Ben Shelton. Son, Curtis Montgomery, and son, Chad Montgomery by Ted and Sue Montgomery. Granddaughters, Jacqueline Montgomery, Jocelyn Shelton, and Annabel Shelton by Ted and Sue Montgomery. Mother, Joanna Carter by Ted and Sue Montgomery. Daughters, Jocelyn and Annabel Shelton by Ben and Amber Shelton. And then the remainder of these this morning are in memory of family members that are no longer with us. Grandpa Don and Grandma Edith Kravitz by John and Stephanie Brownwood. Mother-in-law, Mary Brozovich by Don Brozovich. Grandfather, Charles Star, is it Starick, by Don Brozovich. And grandmother, Margaret Reardon, okay, by Don Brozovich. Parents, Carl and Georgia Daniel by Don and Ruth Daniel. Parents, Tom and Hazel Crouch by Don and Ruth Daniel. Brothers, sister and sister-in-law, Leon and Freddie Crouch and Bob and Violet Crouch by Don and Ruth Daniel. Husband, Gene Davis and son, Lyle Davis by Hazel Davis. Husband, Gene Douglas by Tanya Douglas. Son and brother, Kel Jacob Fieseth by Eric, Valerie, Alex, Kate, and Gabby Fieseth. Our angel, Ceylon Fieseth by Eric, Valerie, Alex, Kate, and Gabby Fieseth. Father, Reverend Ray Guerin by Gerald and Iris Guerin. Mother, Loretta Guerin by Gerald and Iris Guerin. Husband, Dale Hahn by Phyllis Hahn. Parents, Don and Edith Kravitz by Steve and Janet Kravitz. Brother, Richard Truman Mills by Steve and Janet Kravitz. Husband, Roger Nelson and wife, Fanny Lewis by John and Linda Lewis. Parents, Carl and Nettie Lewis by John and Linda Lewis. Parents, Leonard and Lucille White by John and Linda Lewis. Parents, Danny and Betty Mead by Bob and Rhonda Mead. Dad, Harold Carter by Ted and Sue Montgomery. Parents, Paul and Twyla Montgomery by Ted and Sue Montgomery. Husband, Kenneth L. Nall by Berta Nall. Sister, Lila Leonard Culkin by Berta Nall. Husband, Dual Reed by Evelyn Reed. Granddaughter, Brooke Reisner Logan by Evelyn Reed. Husband and dad, Daryl Sissel, Joanne Sissel, and Deborah and Ed Gill. Parents, John and Grace Hokanson by Pat and Carolyn Stevens. Dad, Ray Stevens by Pat and Carolyn Stevens. Dad, Virgil Swearingen by Pastor Gary and Jennifer Swearingen. Grandparents, Ruby Swearingen, Ralph and Irene Goss, Bill and Barbara Tidwell by Pastor Gary and Jennifer Swearingen. Wife, mom, and granny, Joanna Wood, by Alan Wood, Mike, Debbie, and Wyatt Shattuck. And so the beauty of our sanctuary this morning is largely in honor of and in memory of many wonderful people, some who have graced our very pews and been with us, and we have the fondest of memories this morning. And so we are reminded that their presence is always with us. And so this morning, let's stand together as we prepare to share in song, and the altars are open to you if you have need of them as we prepare our hearts to go to prayer this morning.
Oh,
Most precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the fact that you love us. We were just thinking as Janet played the offertory this morning, how much you cared about us when on that silent night you placed yourself in Jesus, God with us in the manger. Father, what a great time of the year this is as we can look back in our memory and realize that we've had many great family gatherings and there are many great family gatherings yet to come. Lord, we're also reminded that while we have many celebrations that are a part of this month, both with our businesses and with our families and all the different aspects that go on in the community, all the celebrations, that for some folks, these can be difficult times. So we contemplate the absence of those that we've always had with us. And so, Father, this morning we want to thank you for their lives. We want to thank you for the memory that you gave to us that allows them to live on with us and that we can treasure those happy moments and those good moments along the way and on the course of life. And Father, this morning we are reminded that you left us, sent your Holy Spirit then to be with us in the place of Jesus. And that your presence, even though not so much visible in a fleshly kind of way, that your presence is always here. And we're reminded, Father, that those folks who impacted our lives, their presence is still always here. We're reminded, Father, by Spirit that they are here. And Lord, we just ask today that being the great God that you are, being the wonderful protector and provider and healer that you are, Lord, that there are several folks that are listed within our bulletin. There are several folks that are written on our hearts this morning that we have concerns for. There are some who would have liked to have been here this morning but could not because of the weather. There are some that have not been able to get out because of illness. And Father, we pray that your hand would be upon them. We thank you for technology. We know that even as we speak this morning that there is recording going on and that some of those folks who would like to be here will still be able to experience at least a portion of this through video. And so, Lord, we thank you for our website. We thank you for the technology that allows that to happen. And, Lord, we want to make use of it to spread your love and your gospel as best as we can. Father, we just pray that you would anoint this choir this morning. We pray, Father, that the message would go forth and that it would speak to our hearts and souls and that we would be challenged and uplifted and that we would be incited to go out and share your love with a world who needs it so badly, Father. We thank you for our great country. We pray for our nation today. We pray for its leadership. We pray, Father, that maybe at this time of the year, when all this debate goes on over whether we can say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or what's politically correct, Lord, we know what's correct in our hearts and minds. It's your birthday. And Lord, we celebrate you. And so, Father, even at a time when it seems that we've turned away from you at times, maybe these kinds of things will bring people to remembrance. Maybe it'll cause people to think when they wouldn't think at other times of the year, to think about the babe in the manger, to think about how he ministered and grew and died on the cross, and that to perhaps, Father, those that would have maybe not had it on their mind otherwise can even be brought to their attention through the celebration of this season. Lord, we want to do everything we can to lift you up that you might draw all men into yourself. Thank you for your power and your presence this day and all that we say and do. May your hand be upon it, and we'll give you the praise and the honor and the glory, for you are worthy. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Shattuck and Phyllis Hahn to come this morning and be our reader and light our candle at our Advent wreath. And so if you ladies will come this morning, we'll appreciate that so very, very much. We have used this Advent wreath many times to introduce you to folks who are new in the church. But we felt that it would be appropriate this year to look at some different people groups that exist within the church. And indeed, our candle today is the candle of love. And the Advent celebration little blip that you saw there talked about being fruitful and indeed giving God's love out to those around us. And what we do today at the Advent wreath is we recognize the group of people that aren't here. Our loved ones who have gone before us and are absent from our presence today. But in their memory and in their honor and because of the things that they taught us and believed in, we want to go out and share God's love. So we've asked Debbie to read this morning, and Phyllis is going to light. There's a lighter right behind the wreath there, Phyllis. And you'll light the two back purple candles, and Debbie will give you the cue as to when that takes place. Thank you, Debbie.
Last time I was up here to read the wreath, Advent wreath, we've just brought my three-week-old son to church for the first time, and I bawled the whole way through, so I'll try to do better this time. Last Sunday, we lit the first candle in our Advent wreath, the prophecy candle, which is the candle of hope. We light it again as we remember that Christ, who was born in Bethlehem, will come again to fulfill all of God's promises to us. The second candle of Advent, the Bethlehem candle, is the candle of love. God's love is a perfect love. He holds nothing back. God in love gives us everything we need to live a long life of hope and peace. The Bible said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God comes in Jesus to show us his perfect love. Love is kind and patient, never jealous, boastful, proud, or rude. Love isn't selfish or quick-tempered. It doesn't keep a record of wrongs that others do. Love rejoices in the truth, but not in evil. Love is always supportive, loyal, hopeful, and trusting. Love never ends. We light the candle of love to remind us that Jesus brings us God's love and shows us how to love others. Love is like a light shining in a dark place. As we look at this candle, we celebrate the love we find in Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the love you give us. We ask that as we wait for all your promises to come true and for Christ to come again, that you would remain present with us. Help us today and every day to worship you, to hear your word, and to do your will by sharing your love with each other. We ask it in the name of the one who was born in Bethlehem. Amen.
In memory and honor of the one who came as a babe in a manger and who will come again as king, we present Bethlehem Morning by our sanctuary choir.
Thank you. Bethlehem. When we just say the name, our minds are flooded with images. We may never have been there, but it's our backdrop for the story of Christmas year after year. Yet long before that holy night, we imagine a scene that takes place in the courts of heaven. Here the Creator prepares to become the created. And here God commissions his angel Gabriel to descend to earth. Next, we find ourselves in Nazareth, where a devout young woman receives the news that she has been chosen by God to bear a child who will be the Son of the Most High. We see a poor carpenter awakened by an incredible dream. And then we watch as Mary and Joseph respond to God's call on their lives. Together, they set off on a journey of unwavering faith that takes them to the little town of Bethlehem and the amazing miracle waiting there.
Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee one by one. One for the little baby, born of the Virgin Mary. Born in Bethlehem. Children, go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee two by two. Two on the way.
It was to Bethlehem that Naomi returned with her widowed daughter-in-law, Ruth. In Bethlehem, Ruth met and married Boaz, and Samuel anointed a young shepherd boy named David king. The prophet Micah foretold that one would be born in Bethlehem who would rule over Israel. This night, in this little village, just 5 miles from Jerusalem, the prophecy is fulfilled. We watch in wonder as God sends our salvation.
O little town of Bethlehem.
our Savior has been born. His name is Jesus. We call him Emmanuel, God with us, Redeemer, God's only begotten Son, our Messiah, King and Lamb. Angels announce his birth to shepherds who rush to find him. And time after time, year after year, we follow those shepherds to bow at the manger and worship.
So here I am to worship.
the night is over, and the sun rises over Bethlehem. The silence of centuries of waiting has ended with the song of glory to God in the highest. The world will never be the same. God has come to us as a helpless baby. Morning has broken, and it's the dawn of redeeming grace.
Lift up your head, slowly to mourn. His hand is stretched out still. For unto us a child is born, his promise to
Bethlehem, and what took place there, won't let us just take note of the birth of Jesus and then go on with life as it was before. His coming demands a response. Who is the child who was born that night? Did angels really fill the sky? And did a new star show kings where to find him? What will we believe? Is he just a baby or the Son of God? Will he find rejection or welcome? Will we rebel or worship? Now is the time, and this is the place to decide.
A crowded inn, a cattle stall, a newborn babe, the bed of straw, a tiny cry as angels sing, the dark of night, the infant king.
Smile. show us the reason to live.
Romans 5:8 tells us, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." And 1 John 4:10 says, "This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins." Jesus came for us when he was born in Bethlehem, and it was for us he went to Calvary. We are the reason he came, and he is the reason we are here, and the reason we can't help but celebrate. Bethlehem calls us today. Worship, rejoice, give glory to God. Jesus is born.
As little children, we would dream of Christmas morn, and all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find. But we never realized a baby born one blessed night gave us the greatest gift of our lives. We were the reason that he gave his life. We were the reason that he suffered and died. To a world that was lost, he gave all he could give to show us the reason to live. As the years went by, we learned more of our gifts, the giving of ourselves, and what that means on a dark and giving my all just for him.
was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and of truth. He came, they didn't recognize him. He came, they didn't receive him. But to those who would. I'm sure it was very difficult at that point in time in history to understand, after 700 years of reading these prophecies over and over, for them to really maybe recognize what was there. We have the benefit now of so much more history and of the Bible in completion and so many opportunities to receive him. And yet there are people today that still don't receive him. People who still don't recognize him as the Son of God. But for those who will recognize him, for those who will receive him, he gives the opportunity to be the children of God, to have hope, to have God with us. And as the choir is sung, we too can approach the manger in Bethlehem and realize that God so loved the world that he sent his Son. And it doesn't make any difference who we are. It doesn't make any difference what we've done. God wants a relationship with us. And if we desire a relationship with him, he welcomes us with open arms. As we confess, as we acknowledge and by faith receive him, he cares for us. God can deal with the situations that no one else can deal with. I invite you to stand with me this morning. For just a moment, just to contemplate, have I truly received the Christ born in Bethlehem? The one who came for 33 years, ministered, then gave his life on a cross. The man who set an example, proved that we could have a relationship with God, where God could interact with us and communicate with us, give us guidance and direction, and help us to know the way. A power and a presence that would help us in whatever situations life might have for us. Pause with me this morning and let's pray together. Father, we are indeed so grateful for Bethlehem, for that morning, that you are the reason for this season. And that, Father, you truly desire to have a relationship with us. You truly desire to indwell our hearts and to be involved in our lives and to help us through whatever challenges there may be. To those who will recognize and receive, you give the right to be sons of God. Lord, my prayer is simply this morning, that if there's one here that does not know you, if there's one here that has drifted away, that has become self-consumed again and has put you on the back burner, that today, as we realize, as we heard this beautiful presentation, powerful presentation from this choir, talking about God's love, that we indeed would allow that love to bring forgiveness into our heart and life, to bring love into our heart and life that could spill over into the lives of others, that they too might find Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Lord, if for any reason we're not where we ought to be this morning, we pray that we would seize this opportunity to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I want you to be in charge of my life. That we also would seize this moment to say, in this season, I will use every opportunity that God gives me to share his love, to minister to need, to give caring to others. Father, we are blessed to be here in your house and to worship you today. We ask you to look deep within our hearts. Help us to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you love us and want to be a part of our lives. And help us to yield unconditionally to you, to surrender our lives in all of its circumstances and situations into your hands and your power. We thank you for this beautiful message
in music this day. And all God's people said, amen. Would you show your appreciation one more time for our sanctuary choir and this wonderful presentation this morning? We remind you that our services for this evening have been dismissed for your safety. And so stay warm by the fire. Sit down together as a family. Read the Word of God. Do something. Listen to Christmas music. Share the moments however you choose to do so. But enjoy the day with your family and your friends. We remind you that next Sunday morning, a new event, 9:30 a.m. We want all of you to come and be a part, because all of it begins at 9:30. And it goes continuously through then, the worship hour. And then also wanted to remind you that on the evening of the 29th, that's our small groups community event gathering here at the church. We'll bring all the small groups in. And David Smart, who is a classical guitarist, a professor at Mid-American Nazarene University, but also a very accomplished musician, studio musician, will be here. And he has a great video backgrounds that go with his music, and it'll just be a wonderful musical evening.
If you are involved in the Christmas program next week, the four assistant directors, the actors, and the other people, could you please be here at 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock. All right. Those of you who have leadership roles, 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. We'll look forward to it. So don't forget, Swearingen and Family Christmas on the 22nd. And we just got a lot of special activities going on through the season. So come and be a part of it all. We love you. Appreciate you. Be warm and be safe today. And we want God to just be a part of your life as you rest today. Brother Pat, if you would, pray a closing prayer over our service, please.